B-Pod Studios.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Roy and Loren, we had Susan B. Harden. She's a District 5 Mecklenburg County Commissioner on a couple weeks ago. And we all thought that it would be a good idea to get her back on after a couple weeks to see, you know, how we're doing with social distancing, if she's happy with the way, you know, the citizens are handling it. And then let's check out, like, how our little slow rollout, how she pictures it.
Yeah, looking. Like, what happens now? What happens next? It's been a few weeks. What's going on? And Manny, just to remind our audience, District 5 in Charlotte represents South Charlotte, between, like, bound by the Freedom Park to North. So, a whole area there, it's pretty much South Charlotte is what she's representing. So, District 5 Commissioner, let's bring her in.
Susan B. Harden, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. It's awesome to co-founder Keys. I wonder if we can get her working on hospital protective equipment for us.
The bloodhound of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
It only took her 20 months.
We need those search skills. Working for us in Mecklenburg County. That's great.
Well, we actually mentioned about an hour ago, we had a very nice donation of a couple thousand masks. Someone donated to us, wanted to remain anonymous, lives down in Lake Wylie, and said, hey, see if you guys can find who needs these, you know, take them. So we spoke with a bunch of people this morning that worked on the front line, and we're trying to figure out a way to get as many masks to as many people who need them. So, and we got a couple of N95s for the hospitals that we're going to give.
Well, the MRL show's just been great in terms of what you've done for the community around this crisis. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Oh, thank you. Listen, we're blessed to be coming in every day and making people laugh and hopefully talk about what's going on here in Charlotte. And that's why we really wanted to get you on. So how do you feel this is progressing since we last spoke? Are we on a good track? Are you happy with the way people are quarantining? Do you think we need to be doing more? What do you foresee for right now and the future?
Well, I think people have been doing a great job in Mecklenburg County, and I'm so proud of what we've done in our community in terms of really listening to the advice and how important it is to stay home. I can tell you that because people have listened to the advice and tried to stay at home as much as possible, we know we've saved lives. We know that we have depressed the outbreak in our community. So people are doing the right thing, and so I feel good about it. I just want people to, you know, keep the advice going and keep doing the same things that they're doing now.
Yeah, how long do we stay the course?
I mean, we know that the hospital experts, the health experts in our community say we've done a great job of suppressing the outbreak, but you know, if things open up, we could see an outbreak like in the middle of June, right? When people are wanting to like go on vacation and all that kind of stuff. So the fact of the matter is that we still need to keep doing what we're doing. The stay in place order ends at the end of April and the health experts will assess it then. But if we keep doing it, you know, really diligently, I think we're going to see lives saved in our community.
Susan B. Harden, a Mecklenburg County Commissioner at District 5, on with Manny, Roy, and Loren once again. Commissioner, will it be, when you guys come up with the stay-at-home orders, is how much of it is what the medical professional saying? How much is it of what you guys feel is right, or do you...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Kind of take a little bit of both, like, because you also have to take the economy into account, and we know people are starting to get itchy. We made it past Easter, and now people across the country and here in the Carolinas, there's a rally today in Raleigh. People are getting itchy. So how much will you put in, and how much will you listen to what the doctors say?
Well, you know, we're in a pandemic, so this healthcare crisis is across the globe. So of course, our healthcare experts are front and center. But of course, you know, we also listen to our small business folks. And so we know that we're going to have to loosen restrictions at some point when it's safe, but we got to make sure that, you know, our small businesses know how to open up safe, so they have the disinfectants and the masks and everything they need to open up safely. Because, you know, if we just open up and people get sick again, that just undoes all mm-hmm. the sacrifice that we've put into this point. So we're listening to small business, and we're just telling them, hey, when you open up, you got to be safe. You got to have the mask. You got to have the disinfectant. You have to have the spacing protocols. And so, you know, making sure that everybody's on board with that is what we're thinking.
Great. Well, you know, we do appreciate you to joining us and giving us an update.
Well, and one thing that's really true, guys, is that, you know, for many older folks, this is really hitting nursing homes really hard. And so call your grandparents. They need to hear from you.
Are you scared? Do you know what we're up to here at the Main Roy and Loren show, Susan B. Harden? Besides doing the masks, we've also, thanks to producer Nicole, my 7-year-old son Dean, kind of fronting MRL show Operation Kids Care.
Oh, that's great.
Loren, let her in on what's going on, what we're up to. Maybe she can spread the word at the next commissioner's meeting.
Yes, please do. So right now we are encouraging people to make cards for people in long care facilities. People who are in, you know, the nursing homes, or they can't see their family. So it's really important to us to make sure that those people know that we care about them too.
Oh, that's great. And, you know, it's so lonely for people in long-term facilities and nursing homes right now, because they can't have any visitors.
Right.
And so those cards, I'm sure, brighten their day every time they get one. So please, you know, please make a card for the show. That have your kids make cards for shows or your groups. You know, that's fantastic. Thank you for all you're doing.
Commissioner Harden, you've got it. Before we let you get out of here, I want to do our MRL show family listeners justice, because more than one person has texted in. And I know it's probably not an easy question for you to answer right now. You might not even have the answer, but do you think that we are going to extend after April 30th? We've gotten a couple text messages from people asking what your thought is right now.
I mean, I think it will be a gradual opening up. I don't think that we will see us going back on May 1 to what we did before. I think that it's very likely that you will see some changes, maybe, as I said, with guidance, because, you know, changes in that, you know, you can do activities as long as you wear a mask, or you can do, but, you know, we know that schools are out till May 15th, and so that date is out there. So, you know, I think it's likely that it's going to be a slow change. And so, and that's because we've done so much to this point. We don't want to undo it. And we the worst thing we want to do is having to stop and go back into a lockdown again. So gradual change, doing it the right way, making sure people are safe, making sure people are connected to unemployment, the business loans, all that kind of stuff. So doing it right, doing it better. Charlotte's going to be better when we come out of this, and we're going to work hard to make sure that it is.
County Commissioner from District 5, Mecklenburg County, Susan B. Harden, thank you for joining us here on the Main Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Thank you for all you do, really, from the bottom of my heart.
Alrighty. Thanks, Commissioner. We appreciate that. Well, that's some encouraging news. I mean, she says, hey, it's going to happen. It's going to be a slow rollout. We can handle that.
Yeah.
We can handle anything after you're a parent at home with a bunch of kids for the last month.
Amen,
sister. Listen, I'm walking in circles in my backyard. If I can operate in the front yard for a little bit, that's great. Bounce around.
If you missed any of that interview, we'll post it up on the replay. Check it out. It's always great to hear from the commissioner on what's going on here in Met County. I want to play a game with you guys. Did you see the Queen has banned certain foods? Like, her family can't eat certain foods.
Is it because she just doesn't like them?
It's been over years. Like, over a couple of decades, she's banned different foods.
I remember this when Meghan Markle became a quote-unquote princess. She had to, like, stop eating some of these things.
Yeah, today's her birthday. And on her birthday, she's going to jump on, and she's going to yell out the food. And then you and maybe a caller and Loren will have to decide whether or not she's banned that food.
If she's banned mac and cheese, she's banned from America. So I can't wait to hear this. It's coming up in 5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.